Excuse me while I whip this out.
Teddy James, Johnny Scotch. We are the Red Scare. January 11th, 2022. Lucky for you guys, we're back doing this shit after the holidays. While most of you people were unwrapping your gifts and returning shit that no one likes, we're sitting here putting together a fucking show for you to enjoy. So respect, recognize, appreciate, and adhere to what the Red Scare has to say. My boy Teddy James.
Do we have anything to say? I don't know. I mean, you're supposed to be a radio show, but I gotta tell you, I find myself with less and less to actually say as far as what's going on, opinions about things. I used to be so opinionated, but now I keep it all, I just wrap it all up, push it down inside, and wait for my therapy insurance to kick in. I got nothing. I gotta tell you, I will, you ever look at the date on certain numbers and think, oh, because the date today is 1-1-1-22. And I think, that's divisible by 11. And I think it's going to be a good day when that happens. That's my insight for today. Good night, folks.
So math is how we're starting this day off with. And
I guess I don't know if I would even consider it math, but yeah, some type of pseudo numerology. I don't know.
Oh, you're going to be fucked you're going to be fucked on the 22nd of February.
I'm going to fucking lose my mind. Yeah, it's like when you look at when you glance at the clock and it's 1, 2, 3, 4, you go, oh. I mean, it's really the only reaction that you have, because if you call somebody and you say, look, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, they're like, oh, well, you're a simple-minded schmuck. But for some reason, when I catch like 11:11 on a clock, I go, oh.
She says it's the little things in life.
I don't know. Maybe I got scared yesterday because I read this article in the New York Times about people that have contracted COVID have been found to have decreased cognitive awareness and abilities.
I saw that same article, yeah.
Oh, fuck, it scares the shit out of me, because I play this trivia game on this app and I play against people all over the world and my rating is pretty good. But lately, and it's also a time thing, so you play against people, 5 questions about anything and everything, and not only do you have to get it right, but you're timed on how quick you get the answer. And my time has gone down considerably and I'm freaking out right now.
Yeah, I can't. I read that same article and the first thing I thought is, fuck, man, I'm already cognitively declined in the world. My memory is not the greatest. I'm not as sharp as I used to be. And I'm like, dude, if I get fucking COVID, I'm one step away from just getting my wife a peeler, because I will just be a vegetable. That'll be it. I will be done. I'll just get on this show and it'll be one step above as good as it was. You know, just, you'll ask how I'm doing. I'm cheese.
Yeah. They're gonna stick you back in your brown UPS outfit and just put you on the porch. Hopefully somebody will pick you up.
Somebody do something. Some sort of
porch pirate.
Yeah, you know. So how's your week been since the last we've talked? Anything exciting in your world?
The only thing that's exciting in my world is that yesterday, January 10th, 2022, KFC launched nationwide their Beyond Chicken. Kentucky Fried Chicken is now gone beyond. It is a chickenless chicken, and I got, if you knew how much I spent at KFC yesterday.
Well, it's easy to do. They're expensive.
They are. Well, shit. I thought it was fast food, but I walk, you know, Thank God I had a little funds in the account because I emptied that motherfucker. Just treated myself. Opened up a reserve Pinot from Santa Rita Hills. Had myself some chicken, some coleslaw. Just made a night of it. Oh my God, I'm living the life. What a weenie. That's really all I've done.
My question is, though, I mean, I thought chicken was considered the healthiest, the healthier of the meats. So what is it that you actually ate?
It's beyond. It's a combination of pea protein. I think there's vital wheat gluten in it. I don't really know. Normally, these type of chickens are predominantly a protein from plants, whether it's vital wheat gluten, pea protein. Some people mix it in with tofu. I don't think this has tofu, but it's a beyond, you know, beyond meat, impossible meat. It's not meat. It's, you know.
They still deep fry it and coat it and all the shit?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Breaded, fried. The only thing is, I don't think vegans can eat it because it's cooked fried in the same. I don't think, does KFC even have fryers? I don't even think they have fryers.
They have fryers. They have pressure fryers.
Yeah, but do they fry them in store? I thought they just reheated them.
No, they're fried in store. That's why they have pressure fryers, so they can cook them in that time.
Isn't that called broasting?
No, that's slightly different. So it's just basically a fryer that they can fry and it, you know, like a pressure cooker. So it gets that. I don't know. I'd have to research Broster. It's been a long time since I've even eaten. There used to be a place called Broster's Chicken in Downey, and that was their deal. But to be honest, I'm not sure exactly what broasting is. I mean, aside from like a
pressurized frying,
I thought that was like a frat term. What's up, Broster? Maybe not. I could be wrong. I'm out of touch with life.
Scotch. I think that we know now that you do not have COVID because that's the best thing you've ever said.
What's up, Broster?
You're right on about that.
Well, I'm glad you found an unhealthy alternative to eating, fried food. It's fried at that point. I thought that was this is beyond my mental capacity at this point.
Well, it's beyond food, so there you go.
Oh.
What do you mean? Are you talking about me eating meat or me eating healthy?
Well, just in general, like I got the whole Beyond Burger thing, right? So you could have a burger and enjoy it, but you're not eating meat, right?
You're not eating meat.
But the fried portion of it, like you can't, like you said, a vegan can't eat it because it's fried in the same oil that their chicken is fried in. Unless
supposedly.
I mean, maybe they got a special vat for just this, but then it's still being deep fried in the same shit. So the breading, which is really the bad part about all of that, and the oil, right? I mean,
well, this thing isn't, you know, this, my diet isn't, I mean, it's based on my neurosis and my dysmorphia with my body. So I'm always conscious about what I'm eating because I don't want to fucking gain weight again. But not eating meat isn't for health reasons. It's more of a conscious decision, you know, save the animals, save the planet.
Yeah, of course.
Be a fucking fruit. I don't know. Sometimes I think, why the fuck, it doesn't matter. We're going to hell in a handbasket, but we're not going to see an AARP card. So might as well just have a steak. But then I go, I can't eat. A friend of mine, I got two little friends sitting on the couch right next to me.
No one's saying eat a cat steak. Don't eat a cat steak. Eat a cow steak.
But to me, it's like I got into an argument years ago with somebody about the Canadians and the French eating horses. And I thought, well, I mean, it's like that's just because the society drew the line at, okay, we don't eat dogs. We don't have any horses. We determine them to be sentient beings. I mean, the UK just declared octopi and squid sentient beings, meaning they have they could feel happiness, they could feel fear, they're conscious. You know, but then if you think about it, if you looked in the eyes of a cow, you'd be like, that's a conscious person. Like he feels something. He knows. He, like, if you pet him, you go, oh, in his eyes, they are in their mannerism, they go, thanks.
Sure, sure.
So the thought of this argument when they said, okay, we draw the line at horses, I thought, whoa. If you're going to eat a cow, eat a horse. If you're going to eat a horse, eat a dog. Like, everybody's mad about Korea, the South Asian countries, for eating dogs and bats and shit. But it's like, they're all animals. They don't. Here's the thing. You try to catch any one of these assholes, they're going to run away. They don't want to die. The whole point is, I have life. I don't want to lose it. So the thought of doing it to any of them, to me at this point, is mean, man. I don't like that.
But don't plants, didn't they do a thing saying that plants have...
Oh, yeah, plants have feelings and thoughts, but I can't imagine they're sentient beings. They're more on a, from my understanding, is some type of ethereal, cosmic level, because they communicate with each other. They have these receptors. I think it's, what's that fucking book that came out? It's like The Secret Life of Plants. I don't know what the fuck. I forget what it's called.
It's funny you say that, because I saw this video, right? How much of it's real, I don't know. But this kid, for a science project, took three plants and put them, you know, grew three plants. One, she played basically recordings of her talking shit to the plant, right? Basically. Mm-hmm. The second one was a mixture of shit talking and positive reinforcement. And then the third one was straight positive, you know, hey, beautiful, you're looking good, da 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 da. And the one that just got positive reinforcement outgrew the other ones like by four times. So whether that has any bearing, is that possible? I don't know. Maybe it's just okay to eat plants because they can't run away. So either way, I'll eat it all. Don't give a fuck. Sorry. Yeah. We were able to use our thumbs, so therefore I could snatch a pig ear.
Yeah, you're the apex, especially you, Scotch specimen. What's going on with you? So that's really my life, getting excited about fast food, vegetarianism. What's up with you?
Well, it's funny you should ask. Today has been a day of days, if I might say. I guess I should preface this with my wife is one of these people who has no tolerance and no time in her life for people who bullshit or lie or something like that. She'll just call you out on it. If she has an issue with you, she'll tell you straight up. She doesn't sugarcoat. She puts everything on Front Street. Okay. And so We have neighbors around here, and there is one neighbor in particular. We call her a Matharella, and she
is we call her Matharella because she looks or does actually
previously use methamphetamine. Probably previously used methamphetamine, still has tweaker characteristics, if you know what I mean, as far as movements, the way she talks, the way she is. And I only know that from my past experience of being a tweaker in my youth. I knew those people, and now as a sober person, I spot it a mile away, and I have no problem exploiting it.
Is this a scenario of takes one to know one?
Sure, sure. I've been known to stand in supermarkets when tweakers are doing their whole fidget thing and looking around, and I'll get up right behind them and just kind of be like, and whisper little shit.
With them?
What's that? Oh, fuck yeah. Absolutely. Because tweakers.
They're paranoid.
Paranoia. So they hear, yeah. They hear shit. But aside from that, to the story at hand, this neighbor.
I have another question. I'm sorry.
Sure. Go ahead.
Can I spot a tweaker or a methorella? In my head, I'm thinking, because I know what crackheads look like because my high school and kind of where I had to walk to school, that was like kind of like, you know, there were crackheads around there. I know them. they have like, you could tell like their teeth are missing, or they're probably a little bit smaller than they should be because their lips bunched together and almost like a folded paper type of look. And I'm guessing that's what meth looks like, but I don't know.
It's along the same lines of you being able to spot a stoner, right? You can spot the stoner for the most part. You know, I've gotten
so to anybody with any white person with dreads that is wearing sandals is probably on meth, is what you're saying.
That and carries a bottle of patchouli. Yes.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I know those guys.
Absolutely. So you get that. And you know what? I don't judge for what they used to do or whatnot. But the point of bringing her into this is that in our neighborhood, right? There's a bunch of neighbors, myself, two that are immediately to the right of us that have kids. They all play together. And this neighbor lives across the street and has two kids that used to play with our kids. She used to come over, all this stuff. And then one day she just stopped for whatever reason, never came over, blah, 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 blah. End up having a party with some of the other neighbors. This lady calls the cops, like totally changes, right? And we're like, dude, what's the issue? Blah, 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 blah. She doesn't say shit.
You had a party with the other neighbors, and that lady that you used to hang out with called the cops on you guys. So
yeah, like 9 o'clock at night for noise ordinance. And it wasn't right. even was
you
not,
mentioned that before.
Yeah, it was not loud, anything like that. So that's part of the story that leads into kind of today, right? This lady, for some reason, has had this shit up her ass about us and the other neighbors, whatever it is. And my house is at the corner of a turn, right? And this and all the kids play at my house because it's kind of the bigger lot. We have the toys, you know, so all the kids kind of congregate over here. The parents hang out, all of that. This chick hauls ass around the turn and we're like, hey, you know, slow down. There's kids playing here. Everybody else goes slow. One of those things. Kind of long story short, she hauls ass today and almost hits our car as my wife's taking my son to school. Mm-hmm. And so
did she cut her off or
so as my
your
so
wife my, is coming out of the driveway.
My wife is out of the driveway. Okay. And right as you're out of the driveway, my Jeep is parked kind of in the turn on the opposite side of the street. And the neighbor is coming towards my house as my wife is getting ready to immediately make the turn. Cause we're on the, you know, you back out, you make the turn, you're on this little road. Right. So she comes down and instead of like slowing to let my wife complete the turn, she just keeps inching and inch like, and squeezes by and then throws her hands up at my wife. And so, and we
like one of those, what the fuck?
Right.
Like, get out of the way, bitch.
Exactly. And we have a camera that's mounted on my, I got it specifically to catch cars that are hauling ass right here. Cause we all have kids that play. So this chick also, I might add, is 38 and lives with her parents. Okay. I and her dad are cool. He's an older guy, probably in his mid to late 60s, old biker. Cool. So, you know, we've mentioned, you know, hey, get a chance, talk to Jill, let her know, you know, she's hauling ass around here. Oh yeah, we talked to her before, blah, 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 blah. So this time my wife sends the video to her mom and says, look, cause she's driving her mom's car. So she says, hey, just so you know, almost hit your car again today because Jill does not want to slow down and is driving like a fucking bitch.
Did she, is that the message? Did she say bitch in the message?
Yes, absolutely. Because there's a little bit more history back there, but I don't have a full two shows to go into. The parents understand that their child is obviously is fucked up. Two kids, single, living at home, 38, living at home, yeah. works
38
works,
living at home.
Working it's two no days a week. Yeah, no picnic.
Trust
no
me,
car.
That's a scenario that I'm very familiar with.
Right. So this chick ends up showing up at the house and is going back and forth.
The mother, you know, or the meth?
The mother, the Metharella shows up and is like to Tegan, yo, what's your problem? Blah, blah, blah. And Tegan's like, you drive like shit around here. The other neighbors have told you that you've driven like shit around here. They've gone to your house and I didn't do this. I didn't, and just starts lying all this shit back and forth. between her and my wife, like they're going on, like you know, you stop letting your kids play. Well, you stop letting your kids play over here. You know, you pull them inside whenever they're playing with anybody else, you always pull them inside. You don't let them hang out with any of the other neighbor kids the way it is. Well, your son, our son is
Mozzarella has kids.
Has two daughters, yes.
And they live in the same house.
They live in the same house.
Oh, my.
And usually it's a grandpa that's out there watching the kids. Mozzarella doesn't come out. She doesn't like any of the neighbors.
Well, she's busy. She's got meth to smoke or do. How do you do it?
She's got a counter tooth. You know what I mean? I don't know how she's doing it, what she's doing. Don't care.
Oh, there are various ways to meth.
Oh, multiple ways. Ingestion, snort, inhaling, injecting, smoking. There's multiple ways. So this goes back and forth. And my wife is just straight calling her out on her lies. Like my wife will tell you straight up, this is what's happening. And if you want to discuss it, we'll discuss it as adults. But when the person keeps coming back with lie after lie, my wife's like, dude, you're fucking lying. You're literally lying. Well, I didn't do that in the car. Bitch, we got you on camera, right? Like literally, well, there's another car that, you know, looks like mine. And it's like, we can see into your windshield when you drive around this corner. Like I can look right into your windshield and see that it's you. And then not only that, as you make this turn from my driveway, I can watch you pull into your garage. This is not fucking some made up shit.
You don't need Sherlock Holmes to figure this one out.
No, not at all. So she leaves and she keeps, and me, I tend not to get involved with this shit because my wife will handle her own. Handle her own, has no qualms about it. I stay out of it because me being
she's
a redhead,
not some damsel that needs her man to do her bidding. For
no,
her.
No,
she could handle her own shit.
My wife has dealt with people who lie, and it's one thing that we joke about. It's like it's funny dealing with people who lie, and then they have to keep lying on top of that lie to support that lie type thing. Where
well, especially your lady because. She seems to be wicked smart and she could be intimidating. I got the impression that she didn't like me, but I think that she's also kind of trying to figure people out.
She could be
intimidating.
Sure. I can see how that comes across and I've seen it before and I've told her, I go, people aren't used to other people being straightforward like that.
Right.
People like to live in this comfort bubble of, this is, you know, this is what's going on, blah, blah, blah.
My lies are under wrapped. Call me out for being full of shit.
My wife will call you out for being full of shit because we have no time for that. Like just fucking honesty is the best policy. If you got an issue with us, let's talk about it like adults. Let's squash it and move on. Don't lie. And then when we call you out on your lie, reinforce it with another lie and all that shit. But I usually stay out of that because I go 0 to 100. There is no ramping up to my in this conversation, blah, blah. If I think you're lying or you're full of shit, dude, I'll just fucking cut you off and be done. I won't try to engage or do any of that shit.
You don't need to get to the bottom of anything. You know, there's no trial. There's no send it to the jury. There's straight to the fucking executioner. Thumb up, thumb down. What does Caesar say? Kill the motherfucker.
Exactly. And I'm like, okay, this is some adult shit. No problem, blah, 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 blah. So this shit, after my wife is done and tells her, hey, you know, basically get the fuck off my property and keep your ass
can
over
I,
there.
Can I, I'm sorry to cut you off. That's one of my favorite lines in the history of speaking. Get off my property.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, my God.
Absolutely.
There's nothing that scares a person more than when you say, get off my property, even if you're renting. I just want to let her trusted listener know. You ever want to get somebody to shut the fuck up in your home? Say, get the fuck off my property.
Well, yeah, because that opens up to the next state. Is that once you've said, get off my property... You are
I could
now
be shot at any time.
You are now trespassing and
yep.
Sorry.
I feel like I'm going to get shot.
Yeah. Well, this is Arizona. So it's very possible that once somebody says, get off my property, That could be the second or third thing that happens.
Or that could be the last thing you hear.
That is the last thing you hear. So, So she leaves and then continues to then text my wife. And so my wife's telling me, you know, my wife's handling her own back and forth. And then she responds with, "Fuck you, you fat bitch. You go on a diet and your kids too."
Oh, geez.
So now.
Now Scotch is involved.
Now I'm involved because you've brought my kids into it.
We're gonna need probably about 3 bottles of Kessler.
Oh,
and some duct tape. Maybe a rope.
This is not good because I don't.
These are involved. Fighting words.
You have now brought my kids into it. And but you know, you're calling my kids fat. Okay, my kids are not skinny. I get it. They do not come from skinny stock, but they are also kids. And kids are, and when I say innocent, I'm not saying innocent of all wrongdoing on their behalf. I'm saying
they're
that
bystanders. They're collateral.
No kids should be talked upon or talked to by another adult in that manner. I would never go out and say somebody else to tell another parent that, oh, your kids are fucking retarded, or your kid's stupid, your kid's got a speech impediment, your kid's fat, your kid's skinny because your mom only works.
You still think these things, right?
Oh,
I definitely think these things about most kids.
100%. And those are conversations that are between me and my wife, and those aren't, I would never say anything to another parent about their kids. The other thing,
off limits, right?
Off limits. Kids are off limits. Now, when kids are over here playing, we treat every kid the same as we treat ours. There's no kid.
Can you call him a retard?
If I need to, yeah. I told you, my son got a helmet for his birthday, and I said, "This is perfect. This will help him during his window licking skills." I bust my own.
I thought
kids
you were
going
to say, "Give it to Billy next door," because it looks like he might need it.
No, I treat all the kids the same. If my kid is being an asshole outside, I will call him out in front of everybody else. If your kid's being an asshole at my house, I'm going to call them out. Everybody is treated equally in the eyes of Nick and in Nick's social Soviet republic.
Who the fuck is Nick?
Look, it doesn't matter. Fucking third wall broken. Don't care. Everybody knows now. The secret's out.
We've been guarding it so close to the vest for all these years.
Well, this is
freaking. I'm freaking scotched right now.
This is Scotch is the happy-go-lucky. Fuck with my kids, you get Nick. That's the worst side. Scotch is the one everybody wants to hang out with and play with. No one likes Nick. He's an asshole. So usually I don't bring him out. Now, with that being said, you have broken that rule of talking shit on my kids. So for that, you have now opened the floodgate of what I will bring to you. So when I see you, how you doing, fucking cunt? What's up? You enjoy brushing that tooth? All this shit, like, it is on now. Like, you've come at my kids, and that is a no-no. That is a no-no. You know, first of all, you're going to call me and my wife fat. Look, dude, you've already lost the conversation. If you immediately go to, "Oh, fuck you, fat bitch," or, "Bro, I've been fat my whole life." You think you're the first fucking person to ever reference fat? Come at me with something better than fat. Like, that is the easiest. You have nothing else to bring to the table at that point. Your conversation is done. You've said fat. Okay. Yeah. Great.
Yeah. Sorry. That's the extent of the creativity that you're going to insult me with.
Fat. Eh, yeah. I know I'm fat. I see myself.
It's not even worth it.
I see myself.
This reminds me of something else that I want to bring up later if we have time.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm probably going to forget, but that's the lowest common denominator. You're talking about picking low hanging fruit here. It's too easy. It's a bummer. Yeah, I was almost reveling in this next round of exchanges, which could have lasted years of us going back and forth, me telling you to go fuck yourself in various ways, probably would come in my direction as well. I invited it, but now you just went to the lowest common denominator of insults, the easiest that you could have done. You're not Arthur. That's the best that you can do. No, we're done.
Oh, no. Exactly. And it's because I've got all my comebacks from being a fat redhead kid in school. I've heard everything and I've always been tenfold. You're going to come at, oh, fat? Check this out. Boom. Here's my retort. And now I'm going straight to jugular. So initially when she told me that, I told Tegan, I go, you should just reply with, at least my kids will know who their dad is. You know, like there's better shit to come at, you know?
Yeah. I mean, you're going to do that. Just get crazy hurtful. Cause now it's not even fun anymore. Now you just got to rip somebody down.
Yeah. Now it's more of a creative thing for me. Right. As far as, you know, hey, it's unfortunate that your parents didn't abort you when you were younger, so they wouldn't have to carry on raising you at 38, you and your two bastard kids, because you have no.
I'm sorry. I cut you off.
I can continue on with the insults, but
I think you could go somewhere like, it's a shame that you were born in Arizona with the abortion laws the way they are. Jesus, I never wanted somebody to be a California baby more.
Yeah, absolutely. You know? You should have at least aborted your two kids so they could have had a chance, but now they have you as a mom at 38, working 2 days a week, living off the system. Yeah. And you want to come at us because we call you out on your bullshit. I'm sorry. I don't live off the system. I take care of my kids.
Her kids would have had a better opportunity in a Petri dish.
Yeah, they would have had
a coat hanger in a Petri dish. Do your best, kids.
They would have had a better life living in the back of your throat. That's what you could have. It's hard.
No, you just gave her a compliment because you're insinuating that she probably swallows. That's a good girl.
No. And she's not giving anybody head. No one wants head from a snaggletooth. Nobody wants that fucking jagged, rigid fucking shark mouth to scrape across the loins. The chances of that happening.
You'd be surprised.
Yeah, well, I get, well, in the meth world, it is, they'll take it where they can get it. It'd be a fucking, you know, wet sock or fucking whatever. It doesn't even matter. I was so fired up. Like when she brought the kids, at first I'm like, oh, this is some adult bullshit. Tegan will handle it on her own and no problem.
And that was done through text, right?
What's that?
That was a text that she sent.
That was text back and forth. Yeah.
Oh boy.
And so it was like, cause she wouldn't have, it's one of those things where you wouldn't have said that to my wife face to face. That wouldn't have happened. And that's the other shit is there's nothing. And this is something I've admired about my wife forever, is she has that, she'll tell you straight up, where me, there's times where I'll avoid confrontation just because I know how I respond. So I'll just not even have the conversation. I'll just fucking foop, shut it off, dead.
Yeah.
Where and my wife will tell you.
I have a question about that though.
Yeah.
Sometimes I do that because I know I can be so harsh that I don't want to destroy somebody. I really wanted to put them in their place, but I know I would be incapable of doing it because the way I speak when I'm angry is so cutting that it would go beyond the intended motivation, which is to put them in their place. I've been in a position of actually destroying somebody emotionally. Is that where you go with that, Scotch?
That's 100%. Is that there is no level 3 or 4 in these conversations. I start off 1. And if depending on their response, will determine if I stay at 1 or we're at 100 now. It's always how it's been for me. It's a natural, I guess, I don't know if it's a defense mechanism. It is my skill.
Definitely defense mechanism.
That I developed.
It's from being insecure and being hurt early. You had to develop this. I did.
You're not going to hurt me. You're not going to piss me off. I mean, my anger, as we talked about before, my anger is my natural energy. There's people who are like, oh, live in the positive. You bring positive. I'm more like the Hulk, dude. Like I can.
You're always angry.
I'm always angry. It's just the way I am. And it doesn't mean I'm beating my kids or my wife, because that doesn't happen. It's more in the fact that I don't look at shit on the positive side of life. I'm not sunshine and fairies. I'm fucking demons and darkness. That is where I live. That is where I enjoy. That is the plane I choose to walk in. But when I have a conversation with you and you come back, and if it's not honesty and wanting to try to actually have this conversation and you feed bullshit, you're fucking done. I'm instantly mad. You're a piece of shit. Fuck off. Hope you die. All that shit. I hope your brakes give out when you're making a turn and you slide into a tractor and the shovel part of the tractor goes through the windshield and decapitates all of you.
Well, be careful, because you live on a turn, apparently.
Yeah, it makes me want to buy a tractor just to set it up there. Hey,
right.
I don't know. I guess this is a message.
I didn't think about it like that.
This is a message to everybody. Don't bring other people's kids into your fucking drama. Kids are kids. Kids are going to, they're going to play with each other. They're going to have their little tissy fits. I call it kid politics. Oh, I want to play with that toy. Well, he's not shit. That is all shit that kids deal with. But as a parent, when you go to another parent and talk shit on a kid, that is a line that is crossed. There's nothing wrong with coming to a parent and being like, hey, you know, little Joey was over here and he said something that, you know, we didn't find appropriate. If you could talk to him about it, sure, no problem. Thanks for bringing that to my attention. I will address that with my son.
Well, let me ask you this. What if you kind of go an intellectual route, an academic route, and kind of jeopardy your shit talking by putting it in the form of a question like, do you think that little kid's retarded? Like, is little Julie looking at a bird out there, or is she looking directly at me? Because that's a cockeyed little weirdo. That's nice, isn't it? That could be a little bit more acceptable than saying, you got a retarded kid.
No, well, I mean, as soon as, and trust me, I am the first, and there's been many a times when having drinks with my wife, you know, I'll talk shit on kids, because I'll talk shit on anybody.
Not to
the parent on their kid, because most parents already understand what issues their kids have.
My
kid has ADD. He is hyperactive. He sometimes is a bit much for people. We know we struggle with it every day, but he is
calling you fat. Let's not point out the obvious.
You know, but my kid has a good heart. He's never intentionally tried to hurt anybody. He's never tried to make anybody feel bad. He's never gotten aggressive and swung. His thing is he gets hyperactive and play, go, 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 go. And it gets loud and that shit and squirrels. That is.
I gotta tell you, I fucking love this kid. Ever since I saw that little banana dance, I'm a fucking ride or die fan for that little motherfucker.
Oh, dude, that's.
Oh my God. That banana dance was so good.
But it's shit like that where my son is overly social, right? More so than me. It used to bother me. Like, I didn't want to coach or do anything because he was going to force me to talk to other people, because he would walk up and be like, hey, how's it going? Da-da-da-da-da. And all of a sudden I got to be like, oh, hey, I'm Wyatt's dad. Fuck, play date, I guess, or something. Like, and now I got to talk to this asshole about, you know, doing stuff with his kid. But he's brought that out in me. But there's, you know, it's the issues. It's those adults, like this same person, Metharella, is walking back from her mailbox. My son's out in the driveway and he's like, hi, Jill. And she just fucking ignores him and keeps walking.
What a sweet kid.
And my son, you know, he's just like, well, how come she didn't say anything? And it's like, well, some people are just rude.
Jill can't hear today. Oh, I'll try tomorrow.
Right. And that's just it. He doesn't know that she doesn't like him, or, you know, doesn't think or thinks he's a bad influence on their kid or her kids. But, you know, it's like, dude, when we're at a store and a kid says hi to somebody, it does not take much in your heart and soul to be like, hey, and keep going. That's just simple. Just acknowledge it. These are kids. These are why we have fucked up kids growing up, is because you have people that are extroverts and want to talk to people, and you get these assholes that just ignore them, shine them on, fuck off. You know, I don't like talking to people, but if a kid says hi to me, I'm like, hey, buddy, how's it going? They're little kids. They're innocent. They don't know. But when you ignore a kid or treat a kid like shit or come talk shit about this kid to the parents, I will fucking murder you. Lyrically speaking.
Yeah, I gotcha.
I have to state that because
I have wanted to ask. I don't even consider this person a friend anymore, but they got these kids that just look off. And I don't think they know it. I think there's a thing about people when I know so many Scotch. We're at an age where everybody's got kids. All my friends have kids.
Sure.
And because I don't, I haven't been sprinkled with the fairy dust of the magical kid syndrome. Do you know what I mean? Whereas all of a sudden you've created this life and now you're under the guise of this like God particle rationale that you think that this is the greatest thing that's ever happened. And probably it is for most people, but sometimes you see these little glass looking weirdos walking around with parents that used to be normal. And you think, did they know that that little son of a bitch looks special? And I really want to ask one of my friends, like, is little Joey,
are they on the spectrum?
Like, do you think you're going to be wiping their ass for the next 20 years?
Will they be living with you when they're 38? Is that the question?
Well, you know, you hit the nail right on the head there. My brother is 4 years younger than me. You know what he does for a living?
No.
He asks my parents for money when he wakes up at 3 p.m. in their apartment. In their apartment, Scotch.
That sounds like good times.
Holy fuck.
That sounds like good times. You know what? The other thing about parents that annoys me, and this is something I got from my mom to look out for because she was never like this, is these parents that think their kids are angels and the, you know, perfect little specimens of created in God's image. And I am the first person to tell you, no, my kids are assholes. They're assholes. I mean, they're good. They're good kids, but they can be assholes. My kids are not perfect at all. There is shit that me and my son go through at 9 that I already know the next 10 years is just going to be special. Special times. He's not a bad person inside. He's got a great heart, but he's also got a fucking mouth on him. Partially my fault, probably. But
yeah, I was gonna say,
yeah, exactly. Reap what I sow. I get it.
From the dark, yeah, from the Dark Lord, the self-described Dark Lord of Black Hearts. Maybe.
My problem is I've talked
possibly to Scotch.
I've always talked to my kid like an adult, and that's because I wasn't raised around kids. I didn't have a little brother, little sister. I wasn't the You know, it's like, come on, dude, let's do this. Come on, get off your ass. We got to go. You know, like move your shit. Stop your, you know, whatever. Yeah. Don't be a lazy ass.
I don't have the baby talk.
I don't have that. I don't have that.
Affliction. It's an affliction. I don't understand people that talk to their cats or their dogs like that, like they're stupid little morons. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, I did that to my daughter when she was a newborn. You know, little newborn stuff.
Oh, well, I mean, how could you not?
That's different. But even now at 4, like.
Yeah, but they're not even on the level of an octopus at that point. They're not even sentient beings. There's no fear. You know, human beings, we have essentially one instinct when we're born, and that's to get a tit in our mouth. We know how to suckle a tit.
That's it.
That's it. You leave a human being by himself. No tit. That's it.
No tit. That's it.
No tit. Yeah.
That's it. It's insane to me that these it's very hard to deal with for me because I don't talk to my kid like that. I see other parents that talk to their kid like that and they must look at me like I'm freaking out, but you know, they're sitting there.
They probably look at you like you're a lowlife. Like, can you believe the way Scotch over there from the Red Scare is raising those children? Animals.
Yeah, my
son, animals, I tell you.
It's funny because I get two types of emails from my son, right? From the school. One is, you know, he was struggling listening today. He had some issues. He was up and down, antsy, blah, 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 blah. Nope, no problem. That's the plan we have in place with the teacher. So we know what we can work on when he gets home. We understand he has what's called a 504 in place, a 504 plan, which is kind of special accommodations for the school because he is ADD. Like he may have to stand up every once in a while. It's hard for him to sit there, especially when these fucking teachers are like drones and just blah, 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 blah.
You know, I hear if you have 504, the best remedy is give him an 805.
Yeah, absolutely. 805 is where it's at. That's what they get later on in life. How they deal with their 504 is they pick up a six pack of 805 and that's it. The other email
that replaces Ritalin at 18.
Yeah, absolutely. The other email I get for this kid is just wanted to let you know while Wyatt was out playing soccer, a girl was pushed and knocked down and your son was the first one over there to help her get up off the ground and make sure she was okay.
Oh, that's awesome.
And that's happened before. My son is the first to help. He has a big heart. He also has big attitude. And so that's where I base my guidelines off of is he is not going to be a piece of shit adult. He will have that heart. He knows what is right and wrong inside. If he sees someone hurt or sad, another email, girl got sand in her eyes, was crying. He was over there consulting her. Hey, let me help you get to the teacher. It's okay. This will all be fine. That will grow into awesome stuff as an adult.
That's inherent. That's something that doesn't go away.
That doesn't go away.
That's something that gets pushed down and sometimes masked with hurt and depression and feelings. I don't know anything about that, though.
Right. But the ADD side, I can show him tools that that the ADD is not a disability. It is actually a superpower once you learn how to harness it. There are very many people that have ADD and are very successful because they've learned how to harness that and make it work for them instead of just giving into the, oh, I have ADD. My life's fucking chaos. You can be successful with this. Do not lose the sight of what your heart tells you. When you see somebody hurt or when you see somebody sad or somebody that needs help, don't lose that because that will define your character more than anything else is your kindness towards others.
You could look at these in very different ways. I've learned that you can't control the way that you feel, but you could definitely control the way they react, the way you react to how you feel. And when you get these obstacles in your way, you could look at them two different ways as well. They could be a roadblock, or they could be a stepping stone, Scotch. And it seems like your kid is a stepping stone type of kid.
Oh, I believe it 100%. 100%. He thinks he's a comedian. He's always trying to say shit and crack jokes. And I'm like, look, the one thing about being a comedian is knowing your audience. Is knowing when it's right to do that joke and when to try to get somebody to laugh. When your teacher is teaching, not the right audience. Out in the recess, they crack your jokes.
I wish you were my dad. I wish somebody told me that. I wouldn't have looked at it as such a fucking freak when I was in school. Oh, what a putz.
Well, yeah, but it's different. No one told me that. I just know from the trouble I got into in school because I was the same way. And that's it's funny because I was telling Tegan that it's hard for me to understand what he's going through because I don't remember seeing, you know, I don't remember being that age. I don't remember being in third grade and fourth grade. And as we had these conversations, I was going through some old papers, and I found report cards that my mom had saved from third grade, fourth grade, second grade, and does great in tests, does not stop talking in class, listening skills need to be improved, always wants to be a jokester, all of this stuff. And I'm like, okay, so the apple did not fall too far from this rotten tree. But now, knowing that, it's like, okay, the same as I am now at work, right? I can't just go in there and be telling fucking jokes in the middle of a Zoom call. Try to slide it in, you know, your little quips, but there's a time and a place and delivery. You want to be the funny guy? You want to do this? Delivery, time and place. Those things. Once you harness those, the world's your oyster. Don't do it while you're standing in front of a judge. Don't do it in front of a cop. You know, these little things, you know, yeah, you can be a smartass. There's a lot of room for smartass in the world. When do you be a smartass? Not when your parents are telling you to clean up your fucking room. That's for sure. Cause then you'll get these hands. But yeah,
that's when you read the room.
Yeah. You got to read the room.
Read the room, kid.
So yeah, it was an exciting morning with a lot of shit going on. And I feel like it's that one thing like Pearl Harbor, right? You know, just staying quiet. And then somebody has to come along and fucking poke the bear. Boop. Boop. Oh, why is the bear so mad? I don't know. He was hibernating. And now?
I mean, it's January. Somebody walked into the den, started poking their little nose around. You're going to get an angry, hungry little bear. Hasn't eaten in about 3 months.
Take
it easy, kids.
That's pretty much where we are. And so I told Tegan, I go, wait till I have my drinks tonight.
Oh boy.
Wait till that happens. And I reached out to Methorella's dad and was just like, hey man, I don't know what the deal is, what shit's changed. If there's something you need to get off your chest in regards to us, let us know. I go, I've always respected you and Karen. I'm always there to help. But shit's gotten way sideways now. And if you guys have an issue with me or Tegan, let me know. Happy to talk about it. But now you're going to see why is Nick always so quiet? Why is he so quiet? Because you don't want him to have to get involved. That's the thing. I'm the closer. If I got to get involved, fucking okay. I'm the closer, and then I'll have to call the cleaner.
Uh-oh. You can find us at redscareshow.com. Patreon.com/TheRedScare. Scotch. I don't think I've ever been this happy in my life. You did it. You said it all.
Yeah, I had to get it off my chest. And really, you're the only person that that brings this out in me, is that I get to use this form. It's like the old days when, you know, instead of news, like I was realizing that, you know, when we talked about it last show, that we just got to get back to the old roots of what we're doing. Things were different back then, right? Didn't have kids. Most of us weren't in relationships. There was shit going on all the time. Now things are different. And a lot of times I don't discuss the everyday life because my everyday life consists of my wife and kids. I don't go anywhere.
But there's still nuance that goes on.
There's still nuance still
going on all the time.
And I know that there's other people out there that deal with the same shit. So it's maybe there's people that agree with me or don't agree with me, but
as long as they pay their Patreon bill, I don't give a fuck what they do.
As long as they pay that Patreon bill, don't forget about that. My fucking window looking kids need scholarships and whatnot. So
they need glass cleaner.
Need glass cleaner. Can't be having kids licking dirty windows.
Bears.
Sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows. Everything that's wonderful is what I feel when we're together.